Once again, adventurers, I welcome you to the realms beyond the boundaries of imagination. It is May 17th, and the time is 11:35 a.m. You're listening to Dungeon Delvers, the radio show that, for lack of a better word, delves into the medium of gaming in order to gauge the opinions and connect with those who plays them. I'm your host and part-time Dungeon Master, Hannah Ward. Today we'll be doing something a little different than me. Joining me are two past guests, Jake Bogus and Christina Van Epps. Thanks for being on the show again, guys.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, of course. I'll be back.
Alright, so if you, the audience, can recall, both Jake and Christina play Dungeons & Dragons. I've decided to switch things up a bit and actually have the three of us demonstrate the character creation process of the 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons. I've got a bag of polyhedral dice, a player's handbook, and three sets of character sheets with me. Alright guys, let's see what we can come up with.
Alright.
Yeah, hopefully this turns out pretty well.
Yeah, and Jake surprised me and actually brought his own stuff.
Yeah.
I was so unprepared.
Yeah, I know. I'm so sorry. I thought I told you.
No, I had no idea, but I'm always ready. Always ready for Dungeons & Dragons.
All right, yeah.
So now, here comes the important question.
Yes.
I'm going to rattle this plastic bag full of dice. Just, oh, man.
Drop them all over the place.
There they go, the ASMR. As our part-time Dungeon Master, you get to pick how we roll stats.
Oh, yeah. Oops.
So there are several types of stats. Do you know of the stat types of rolls and whatnot?
What do you mean by that?
So, like, there's the point buy system.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's the roll 3. There's roll 5, drop 2.
I do the...
Roll 4, 1, 2.
Roll... And then whatever Nick does, which is, like, roll 6, and then...
I do the roll 4, drop 1. Roll 4, what is it?
Roll 4, drop 1.
Yeah, roll 4, drop 1.
Okay, cool.
Do you also do whatever one is the first one is, like, strength, and then the next one is dexterity?
Oh, no, that's mean.
No, I just do... I hate doing that, because I don't like dictating, like...
What
I
kind of character
I know
be?
It's like, that's what most people do. Well, not most people, but, you know, the people who really like the dungeon crawling sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's what they do.
No, people who are, like, really into a narrative let you pick, because otherwise it's cruel.
Yeah. No, yeah, I like the narrative part, and the only time I think it would be really funny if you have a character idea and someone says, like, oh, it would be really good if I had, like, a lot of strength. Oh, well, in that case, you don't got no strength now.
Barbarian with, like, -2 strength.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, well, I mean, it also brings up, like, good ideas for, like, if you don't have a character idea.
Yes. No, if you don't have anything going for you, you can sort of build off of your stats.
Yeah, usually what I like to do, because mm-hmm. I like narrative. I like a blend of narrative and mechanics, mm-hmm. so as far as, you know, combat and
right.
that sort of thing. I haven't really played too many dungeon crawlers, but I like dungeons. I mean,
dungeons.
Our show is called Dungeon Delvers, so.
Yeah.
There's that, too.
There is that as well.
So here's the next question. What level of character? Just level 1?
Yeah.
We starting off wimpy?
Let's just do a level 1.
Wimpy easy?
We'll do wimpy easy, and if you guys want something really special, I mean, I'm not really a dungeon master at the time. I'm going to be doing a character as well.
Fair.
So it's not like we're actually playing a campaign here.
No. It's kind of just a walkthrough of how to character build.
Yeah. So in that case, let's just do something funny.
All right, sick. Level 1, so that marks out any sort of multi-classing. Mm. I've been on a real warlock kick recently.
That's same.
So, okay, well, we shouldn't do two warlocks. You can do a warlock.
I'll do a bard.
Oh, you want to do a bard? All right,
I
cool.
really like bards.
What are you feeling,
I was Jake? Thinking monk, maybe.
Ooh,
yeah, I've
nice.
Always been interested in it, but I've never tried it.
I've got a monk character right now,
mm-hmm.
and... it's sort of, there's like a weird dichotomy with characters in D&D where characters like fighters and barbarians are super good at low levels.
Yeah.
And then magic users get really good at high levels.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
It kind of like balances them out. Monks kind of are like magic users. They don't get better until high levels, but they also can't do like spells and stuff. They just have to punch people. So they're, it's weird. They should be like fighters. They should be better at low levels.
Right.
Yeah.
But they don't. They get better at high levels.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've actually seen, like, I played a campaign where someone tweaked the monk so that way it was actually, you know, like a fighter.
Okay.
Not like a fighter, but, you know, it's better at lower levels.
Right.
And it's basically the same.
The big monk thing is that you get the more improved unarmed strikes.
Yeah.
You get to, like, you get, like, at level 5 or whatever, you do 1d6 instead of a d4, and then higher up you get, like, a d12 or whatever. You're just obliterating people with your bare hands.
Your bare hands.
I'm gonna roll.
What do you make a monk that's a bear?
Oh, a monk bear. That'd be great.
An owl bear.
Ooh, this is a pretty good roll.
All right.
I'm pleased
so
with
what
it.
That's
a bad roll.
So let me find my actual, like,
for all
dice.
Of our stats, should we do, like, a walkthrough in the sense of, like, walking everybody through everything, talking it out?
Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
All right. So We got 6 stats: strength, dexterity, constitution, intelligence, wisdom, and charisma.
If you're a bard, that'll be a very big...
Charisma's super important.
I usually go high charisma, high intelligence on everything. Mm-hmm. As well as, you know, medium dexterity.
Intelligence always ends up being my dumb stat. I always... Really? I'm like this. I have really dumb characters. Unless they're playing like a wizard or something. For a monk, you're going to want like dex and constitution, I think.
Yeah,
don't you?
This one's saying depending on what you're doing. Yeah, it's dex and wisdom. And then a little bit strength here and there. But.
It depends on what kind of monk you want to build. Because monks get unarmored defense, so if they're not wearing armor, then they get added bonuses.
Yeah, to the AC, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But if you're... You only get it if you're not wearing armor, and so if you have a low AC or a low dexterity, your armor class is gonna suck.
Yeah, that's AC is stands for armor class.
Yes, and that is
or vice versa.
Your odds of being hit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The higher your armor class, the lower odds you have of being hit.
And if you're a bard, or if you are one of the characters that like a magic user, they don't really get really good armor. It's mostly stick to like leather.
Yeah, so you want to have maybe a higher dexterity in that.
Yeah,
so you can dodge when you can't.
You can dodge when you can't take. Instead of being punched directly in the face, you dodge that.
All right,
I'm getting a mix. Because I'm getting some real good rolls. I got 2 15s so far, and then I got a 10.
Oh, man. I've got 11 and a 16 so far.
Nice, nice. You want to get... Oh, God.
Ooh, that's a really bad one.
High rolls. What we're doing is we're rolling 4 dice. Oh, Jesus.
4d6, which is your standard 6-sided dice.
I rolled 2 ones out of my 4.
Very lucky.
That's 8.
2 twos.
I just got 2 sixes, 1 4, and a 1, so I'm obviously dropping a 1.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what? That's 16.
Oh, man.
Yeah, 16. I got 9. I got 2 twos,
I got
and then a 3
I
and
got
a 4.
An 8, yeah. So the way that it works is that if you get a 10, that's considered average.
Mm-hmm.
So average... person going about average strength, average smarts, etc. Anything above that is above average. Anything below is below average. So an 8 sucks.
Needless to say.
Needless to say. Oh, I'm all over the place right now. That's all a right. 7.
Ooh. Yeah, I just got an 11.
7.
All right.
Oh, cool.
I just got... Man. So far, I've only done 2. I've got 16, 10. 1, 2.
Oh, yeah, these are not good.
11.
Do you need help with...
No, math? I just... I blanked out.
That's so 9 you got right there.
Yeah, so 8. Oh, no, this 2 fours, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Oh, and the 3?
So it's 11.
Gotcha.
That's not bad. That's 16.
So your stats determine what you add to your rolls. So say you wanted to do something that required strength, and you have... I don't know, if you rolled a... I'm just saying 15 because I have a 15. If you rolled a 15 on your ability, so that's a plus 2 to strength.
Mm. I just got an 8.
So whatever you roll for whatever you're trying to do, strength-wise, for trying to lift a box, you roll your d20, and then you add 2 to whatever you got, because that is your strength modifier, and that's how stats work.
Yep.
If you have a 7 in something, that's, I believe, a minus...
1.
No, I think it's a minus 2.
Yeah, I don't have them.
Because 9 and 8 is minus 1. 7 and 6 is minus 2. So if, say, you had like a 7 in intelligence, that means that you're very
dumb.
Stupid.
You're very dumb.
You have negative 2 to all of your intelligence stuff.
You have to be reminded to breathe.
Yeah, not at negative 2. There is a thing, if you get like negative 4 to intelligence or something, then like you are essentially a slug.
Damn.
I'm pretty sure at that point... That's not really a character.
There was a point in Pathfinder. There's various effects that lower your overall score. Like there's poisons and things that lower your score. And if you, for instance, if you got down to 0 on your dexterity score, you were considered to be immobile, and then you would just start suffocating because you couldn't move. Yeah.
Not and, like you're petrified or something.
No, you just like because literally your entire body is incapable of movement.
Thing.
So, and the same with strength. If you got down to 0 strength, it's just kind of like, all right, you can't move now, so you're just going to slowly start suffocating because you can't breathe.
What about if you have 0 charisma?
If you have 0 charisma, I guess no one likes you. You just have to live
People start
alone.
Throwing rocks at you in the street.
Chase you
gave me the ugly.
They chase you out of town. Oh, man.
It's Frankenstein's monster, all right.
All right, so... if I'm going to do a warlock, warlock's got to have good charisma.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have to factor in race to this, too.
That's true. Here, you can... I can just because I'm pretty. I'm okay. I already know I got a sheet for my character race.
I mean, I could do something. I could do something interesting, or I could do something that'll give me good stat buffs. Because if I wanted to do good charisma, then I would do a tiefling. Because tieflings get charisma plus +2.
Yeah.
Because apparently they're just very charismatic.
They're just that charismatic.
They're just so charismatic, the dang tieflings. Halflings get a charisma bonus as well, I think.
Yeah. I've never played a halfling, so I don't know.
Or a half-elf. I could do a half-elf. There's so many options.
Maybe a kobold again.
Do you want to do a halfling if you've never played one?
No,
halflings
I think
I'm... make good bards.
Yeah, I know, but I did... I have a homebrew race.
Ooh.
Awakened Undead.
Ooh.
So I'm going to be playing a skeleton.
You're going to be playing a skeleton person?
The name's either going to be Nevarious Rattlebones.
Nice.
Or Skeletor.
Those are both
pretty. Hey, man!
Why not Skeletor Rattlebones?
It's his last name.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why
yeah,
not Skeletor
there Rattlebones? You go, right? You have your name already.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Hey, man! What are you thinking if you're going to do a monk?
I don't know. I was thinking maybe halfling or like...
Ooh, that'd be fun.
Gnome.
Gnomes? A tiny race?
You want to do a dark gnome? What is it, dark gnome?
I don't know. I haven't decided yet.
The Underdark Gnome or whatever it's called?
Yeah, it's something like that.
Dark Gnomes? Deep Gnomes?
Deep Gnomes, I think that's what it is. Deep Gnome.
Deep Gnome. The deepest of gnomes. Oh goodness, what do I want to do? If I'm going to do a warlock, I could mix it up. I don't think I've ever played a dwarf before.
Really?
That's like I don't
favorite.
Think so.
That's my favorite race.
I always end up doing like halflings because I love halflings.
Yeah, no, same way, I love dwarves. I've played like multiple dwarf bards. It's essentially the same character.
I kind of want to do. I'm gonna do a dwarf.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna mix it up. I'm gonna do a dwarf warlock. So,
I don't think I have multi-class as a bard warlock as a dwarf.
Nice.
But I haven't done like straight dwarf warlock.
Just dwarf warlock. Well, I'm about to.
We're
gonna dive down this rabbit hole. All right. So, wisdom and score increases by 1. Cool. So, I don't really need wisdom as a, what am I? A warlock.
Mm. Yeah.
Warlocks, I gotta have good charisma.
Yeah, I think I could go halfling.
So, I think for my charisma, it's obviously gonna be 16 bards. I roll to seduce the ogre horde.
Bards, bards are all about that. They're the face of the party.
Yeah.
They're the one who's talking to people. Who's spinning that charisma magic?
Since I am a skeleton.
Skeleton. Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna How play gonna xylophone be... on my ribcage.
Ribcage xylophone.
Doom doo doo doo.
Your instrument is always with you. How are you gonna be a charismatic skeleton? Tell me, like pitch that to me right now. You don't have skin.
So?
Like, what's your...
I can always accuse them of
you're
being
just,
discriminatory.
You're just charming? Are you just charming. Very charming?
Just very charming.
The most charming of skeletons.
You can be deceptive, too.
That's true.
I mean, don't want to be deceptive, though. I want them to actually like me.
You want to be earnest?
Yeah.
An like, earnest
just
skeleton.
Walk in there, it's like, hey, I know you.
Listen, you can't make assumptions about Skeletor Rattlebones' character. He is, or I'm assuming he.
No, it's a he.
Okay.
I mean, with a name like that.
With a name like Skeletor Rattlebones.
I thought it was kind of obvious.
I don't know. I don't want to assume.
Don't assume my gender.
You know what assuming does.
Yeah, exactly. We can't say it on air, but everyone knows what it does.
Yeah. It does.
Something about you and me.
All right, so if I am going to... What do I want to do? I should have high constitution.
Mm-hmm.
I should also have high charisma. Everything else I can kind of throw on the wayside. So I'm going to make myself stupid.
I'm going to make myself really weak.
I'm going to make myself dumb. I'm going to have an intelligence of 8, and I'm going to have a wisdom of 8. All
right.
So. Which means I have -1 for both of those things.
Oh, man. Yeah, I got all pretty much, like, around the same numbers besides my 2 16s. I got 11, 9, 11, and a 10. So
okay.
These are all bad.
So not necessarily. They're average.
Yeah.
Except for you're really good at one thing.
Yeah.
Or 2 things. You said you got 2 16s?
Yeah, 2 16s.
Bro, that's +3.
It is.
That's some sweet +3 right there.
Throwing those in dexterity and wisdom. Perfect for a monk.
All right, so wisdom's going to be 12. Dexterity is going to be 13. That makes it look like a 5 on my paper. 13, 12, 16 so far. 8 for strength. Obviously, I'm going to be really weak. I don't have any muscles.
No muscles.
That would be true.
But yeah. There we go.
And I assume I'll just do 11 for constitution.
So should we say what the modifier is going to be for all of these things?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm looking like, for me, it looks like I'm going to have a, or no, is 15? That 15 is plus 2. What am I doing?
You're making a character.
Badly. So my strength is plus 0, so I'm average.
Mm-hmm.
I lift the average amount. I am slightly more sprightly than your average bear. I've got a plus 1 to dexterity, plus 2 to constitution. I am beefy and able to take many hits. I am stupid as all get out, with a negative 1 to intelligence and wisdom. But I'm kind of charming. I've got a plus 2 to charisma.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Right, not as charming next, as Skeletor, but...
Yeah, you go next, Jay, because I'm not ready yet.
All right, I'm just fixing my things, adding my character, or class, no, race adages.
Your race bonuses, racial bonuses. Oh, I get to add stuff for being a dwarf.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I should roll for hit points. Yes. I'm a warlock. A warlock is a d8 hit points.
There you go.
Or no, because it's first level, so it's automatically an 8.
Yeah.
Plus... my constitution modifier, plus 1. So that is 11. I have 11 hit points.
Excuse me.
Here, let's see.
I forgot. For the ability and score increase, do you add the... do you increase the modifier or do you increase the...
you increase the score.
The score, okay.
Not the modifier. That would be so good if you got to increase the modifier.
That's why I was like, I might just put the...
no, it's the score.
The 3 would be a 5 instead.
Yeah. That would be great.
I mean, it's a 4, but, you know, that's
still,
really
pretty good.
Yeah.
How's Skeletor doing?
Skeletor's alright. Let's see. So I got negative 1 for strength. Dexterity is going to be plus 1. Constitution is plus 0. Same for intelligence. Plus 1 for wisdom. Plus 3 for charisma.
You're such a charismatic skeleton.
Yeah, right?
You were a very weak skeleton, which makes sense. You have no muscles.
No muscle mass.
No muscle mass. You're average on most things, but you're a very charismatic skeleton.
Alright.
How are you looking?
I'm pretty good. I have 0 for strength. That was an 11. I'm 18 for dexterity, so that's a plus 4.
My goodness.
Yeah, pretty dexterous. Pretty. I mean, I'm small halfling, so.
I mean, hopefully you'd be.
Yeah.
My constitution, since I'm undead, my constitution score increases by 1.
How? What?
Yep, because as a skeleton, there's this weird trait where you can basically just drop dead. Like, you don't
you're a
drop
possum?
Dead, but yeah, you basically play a possum, your bones fall apart. Or, like, your skeleton literally just falls apart and you just lay on the floor.
Oh, so is that, like, feign dead? Or?
Yeah, it's feigning
feign death,
dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's
like
great,
a
right?
Spell
yeah,
where you
so that becomes
pretend
a,
dead.
That actually becomes a 12.
Oh, yeah.
But that would still be a plus 1.
Yeah. So.
That's pretty great.
Yeah. And, let's see. What else do I need?
I want a good, strong dwarven name. What's a good, strong? I'm going to do a lady warlock dwarf. I want her name to be Helga. I want her name to be Helga. What's a good, strong dwarven last name?
Ironheart.
Ironheart. No,
strong
Dragonheart.
Strongjaw. Don't bring that into this.
Why?
That's
so good.
Let's do.
You should call her Bronca.
Bronca?
Bronca is a dwarf name.
Is it?
Yeah, you ever played Dragon Age?
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Helga Earthbreaker.
Helga Earthbreaker is a good one.
Earthshaker.
Earthshaker.
All right, let's do Helga Earthshaker.
Saltmaker.
We're not the strongest of parties, the three of us together.
Yeah.
With your negative 1 and our plus zeros.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, it's not that bad. I mean, it could be worse. We could be a party of all bards.
I have literally run a campaign that was all halfling bards.
I tried.
Everyone was a halfling bard. It got crazy real fast.
Mm-hmm.
The band broke up.
I'm sure they
and then
died.
It became two separate bands.
And I'm pretty sure
man.
They all
did
died.
They have
oh, no,
a
they
battle?
All did die. They did fight. They won a number of battles. They had a battle of the bands against a party of elves.
Nice.
But then they actually had to fight ghouls that they encountered in a mountain.
Oh.
And they all got murdered and eaten by the ghouls.
What were their band names?
What were their band names? The first band was called... I don't remember. I just remember what they broke off to be.
What did they break off?
One band was the Squirrels.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. I think they had a mascot squirrel or something. This was years ago.
Oh, okay.
And the second band was Impending Doom.
Mm, nice.
That was their name. They were the evil the evil party that broke off from the main band. Yeah.
So I was going over this again. It says, bone to pick. Whenever both of your hands are free, not including equipped shields, you may choose to use a free hand and a bonus action to remove one of your hands or arms.
And if you remove hit people with it?
If you remove an arm, it counts as a weapon.
Oh, man.
You can hit someone with it.
Well, let's speed this up a little bit because we've been lollygagging.
Yeah.
So, we need to pick backgrounds.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I still haven't had a name for my guy.
Oh, gosh.
Actually, let's do, like, the customizable stuff. I was thinking the names maybe first.
Roscoe.
What's a good halfling last name?
I don't know.
No. What's that pirate book? Treasure Island?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Robinson Crusoe is what you should
Robinson
call
Robinson Crusoe?
I think that's his name.
A halfling monk named Robinson Crusoe?
Why not?
I did play a D&D campaign where there was a halfling thief named Toyota Camry.
Mm.
Because people are creative.
Yes. Oh man, that book is
your
very
book
messed
is
up.
Falling apart.
Yeah, I know. Apparently it's not the only one because apparently wizards actually shipped out a bunch of them like this. I think I got one.
That
of They're
just falling apart.
Yeah, well, not falling apart, but like the binding isn't secure. So
where are the backgrounds?
Apparently they fixed it, but like I think I got one of the ones that actually falls apart after like a year.
Backgrounds. Here we go. All right, backgrounds. So your background gives you additional like skills and whatnot and special abilities. So if I am a warlock, I also have to pick a pact. Ooh. So there's three pacts in the player's handbook. There's the Fiend Pact, the Great Old One, and the Fae. And they give you different things.
I'm going to say that we're kind of... I don't know if you're doing a joke character. I know I am.
I think Helga Earthshaker is very serious. No.
Okay, then I would go with maybe the Great Old One.
Great Old
One. You're doing something serious. The Fiend would be funny if you wanted to be, like, evil.
If I wanted to be evil? I mean, you can do non-evil. I've done a couple
chaotic,
characters that
neutral.
Have Fiend packs. What's an interesting thing with Warlock, and I like to do, is I like to find ways in the backstory to make the Warlock pack kind of like a last resort. So it was like either, for one way or another, they've had to make this deal.
Yeah.
And it's sort of like a selling their soul devil kind of deal. And they don't really want to do it, but they have to. I love doing that.
Tragedy.
I've had a couple characters who had to like make deals to save their lives, or they made deals in the heat of the moment to get revenge.
That.
I made a deal with an evil being to save my life.
Well,
and
you know what I mean.
You know?
Oh,
goodness. Sorry, I'm stealing your book.
Oh, no, it's totally fine. I think we're actually running out of time here.
Okay, well, I think I'm going to do... I'm going to do an archfey, just for funsies. My patron is an archfey, because that gives you some fun stuff.
Yeah, when I do a warlock, I like making my patron, like, the Cthulhu.
Cthulhu?
Yeah, Yogg-Sothoth and the Elder Gods.
That's pretty great. All right, so, let's start with your... Skeletor, who is a bard.
Okay.
What's your background? Are you an entertainer? Are you a criminal?
I would do
a charlatan.
A charlatan?
Charlatan.
All right, so you get a fake name?
Papa John.
Papa John is your fake name?
Papa John.
All right. And you also get some bonuses for deception and sleight of hand. You're good at, like, you know, lying to people, despite how earnest you claimed to be previously.
Yeah, I got two-faced.
Two-faced little skeleton.
Multiple personalities and everything, too.
Yeah, sure.
So one's, like, really nice and earnest. The other one's, like, super
deceptive.
What if I
had, like,
deceptive?
A bunch of, what if I had, like, a DID?
What's it called? I'm not going to worry about it, but yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to do a hermit for Helga. Helga lived alone in the woods.
What page is that?
It's page 134.
Okay, that's good.
Or at least that's where I am. I'm going to have Helga be a hermit. She lived alone in the woods.
All right.
And communed with the Fae and eventually made a deal to be a warlock.
A warlock. Warlock.
Quickly.
Right. I was thinking maybe a sailor.
Sailor? A sailor monk?
Yeah. Traveling around the world.
I've heard that, yeah.
Trying to find his way.
Nice. All right.
Yeah. And what's
Being
his name?
Alone with water. Oh, Roscoe.
Not Robinson Crusoe.
No.
Yeah.
That's a dumb name.
Shut
Roscoe
up.
Waffle Leaf.
Waffle Leaf?
No, Maple Leaf.
Roscoe Maple Leaf.
So he's Canadian.
If there's a Canada in
if
this
world. If there's a Canada in this world?
Sure.
Yeah.
As our DM, is there a Canada?
Sure.
Excellent. Okay. All right.
But it's not Canada, it's Canada.
Canada. Excellent.
Mm. Is it also caramel instead of caramel then?
No.
All right. So, lastly, we should do alignments. Mm-hmm. What is?
Let's do it really quickly. I'm gonna be chaotic good.
Okay. I think I'm gonna be true neutral.
You?
I'm gonna be super good. I forgot what it is like.
True good or lawful good or
lawful good.
Lawful right, good.
So. Yeah.
The most good.
The most good.
All right. So there we go. We got Skeletor, Rattlebones, we got
Helga Earthshaker
and
Roscoe Maple Leaf.
Roscoe Maple Leaf. And we're just the best party out there. No one can beat us.
Except for heavy things.
Yeah.
Heavy things can beat us.
Well, I could probably dodge out of the way.
All right. All right. So this seems like a good place to end for today.
All right.
All right. So thanks Jake and Christina for coming on the show again.
No problem. Thanks for having us.
Yeah,
yeah,
I
hope you had a fun time. So tune in next week for the final episode of Dungeon Delvers. I'm your host, Hannah Ward, in the studio at Pierce College. Have a good afternoon.